Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. The Patriots were on a roller coaster here at Gillette Stadium. The offense couldn't find a rhythm, and Stephen Ridley wasn't on his game either. He addressed those forced fumbles and much more about the loss in the game that got away. Well, the ground game would eventually come together just enough in the third quarter to bring the Patriots back in the ballgame. The first half was no representation of how powerful the Patriots' ground game can be and has been this season. Patriots' top running back Stephen Ridley struggled to make yardage last night, and while the weather played a role, the 49ers found ways to creep up the field in the same slippery conditions. Late in the third quarter, something clicked. The game started to change, but it wouldn't end up being enough to bring home the W. Inside a frustrated locker room, Ridley looked his mistakes straight in the eye when asked about his turnover that the Niners turned into a touchdown.
We worked it every day, man. Worked it every day. I mean, you're not going to see me hang my head on it. All you're going to do is see me, you know, keep working. And that's all that my teammates expect of me. That's all, you know, this team does is work hard, and we're going to get it in this week. So starting myself, ball security, high and tight, running hard, getting the pads down. Same thing I've been taught since Pee Wee. You know, nothing's changed, so just got to keep going.
Practicing ball security is no new concept for this team. The Patriots were challenged against this 49ers defense, and we knew that they would be. But what many didn't see coming, even Ridley, was the measly 3 points that braved the scoreboard at the half, trailing San Francisco by 4 touchdowns. It was just as surprising to him as it was to everyone else.
Just as shocking as it was to see, you know, the rest of them come on the scoreboard the second half. You know, it's like we can stall out sometimes, and sometimes we'll put points up quick. But that's the game of football that we play, and you got to give them credit, too. They play well. And, you know, we didn't play so hot. So, you know, the weather was a factor, but they played in the same weather that we did. So you can make excuses or you can just man up and say that you messed up. And that's what we really did today.
A frustrated Tom Brady translated into a successful scoring drive. It took 13 plays, but the Patriots ran up the field in just over 4 minutes. Despite a fragmented offense at times, the Patriots still lead the NFL with 23 rushing touchdowns and scored 3 times on the ground on Sunday. However, when the clock eventually ran out, the Patriots ended the night with only 95 rushing yards, the lowest they've had this season since their last loss to Seattle in Week 6. In every game where the Patriots have produced less than 100 yards on the ground, they've lost to their opponents, Arizona, Baltimore, Seattle, and now the 49ers, proving just how valuable this ground game is. So what lessons can be learned from the roller coaster that it was on a cold, rainy Sunday night at Gillette Stadium?
How not to start a football game. That's what we learned from that. So for us, we're just going to keep working, and that's all we can do. But everyone makes mistakes, and that's what we did. And we made too many. They capitalized, and that's why they won the game.
Well, we know the only thing left to do around here is to turn the page, and that's what the Patriots have done as they set their sights on Jacksonville. That's going to do it for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.